Prime Minister Brown said the world economy is interdependent and that there is no solution to the current crisis that is not a global solution.
I think we are recognizing that the Washington consensus on economic policy is over, that the old world has gone, that we have got to build a new consensus on economic development for the future. And the message to every country, I think, is that doing nothing is no longer an option.
He said that at the April 2nd summit in London, the G20 will have to take steps to put the world on the road to economic recovery.
And we will have to take action in London to make sure that the banking system is reformed, to ensure ourselves that our financial institutions can come to the aid of the poorest countries, and to make sure that we do what is necessary to ensure that there is strong growth and recovery, and particularly jobs in the world economy as a result of the actions that we take.
Mr. Brown is on a tour to promote a coordinated international response to the global financial crisis. After he leaves New York, he will go to Chile and Brazil. He spoke to reporters after a meeting with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who will also attend the G20 summit. The UN chief said his role would be as an advocate for the world's poorest people, who he fears will suffer the most if donor countries reduce their international assistance or do not fulfill their aid commitments.
My position is that while I would welcome the G20 leaders to formulate their national stimulus packages, they should never lose the sight of challenges and pride of developing countries, particularly most vulnerable poor countries.
Mr. Ban said he has written to the G20 members outlining four areas where he thinks they must show leadership, including producing a very substantial international stimulus package in addition to their national ones, meeting their existing donor commitments, and taking a firm stand against protectionism. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.